This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Stage is set for the voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place for smooth, peaceful and incident-free polling. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Out of 40 seats, 16 are in Kashmir division, while 24 are in Jammu region. 415 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. Campaigning is intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for the party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a public meeting at Bhavani Khera Assembly constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed a rally at Narayangarh in Ambala along with his sister and senior party leader Priyanka Gandhi. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Jamaican Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. The two leaders have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. A number of MOUs are expected to be signed, giving a fillip to bilateral cooperation. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, as well as other dignitaries, and interact with trade and industry leaders. President Draupadi Murmu has said law and order is not only the bedrock of governance, but it is the very basis of the modern state. The president said this while addressing a group of Indian Police Service IPS probationers of the 2023 batch who called on her at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that economic growth and social development are possible only where the rule of law is upheld. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested 26 key operatives of a highly organized cybercrime network involved in fraudulent activities targeting victims globally. The CBI arrested these accused after conducting coordinated multi-city searches at 32 locations to dismantle a major technology-enabled crime network as part of larger ongoing operation Chakra 3. In Bihar, floodwater entered several new areas today, even though water discharge from Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts including West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Supaul, Madhubani, Sehersa and Sitamari, Shivhar are flood hit in the state. Some villages in these districts are under the impact of deluge due to sudden release of water after the breach in the embankments. Relief and rescue operations have been intensified in flood-hit areas. In Nepal, 192 people have lost their lives and 30 others have gone missing in floods and landslides caused by incessant rains. Home Ministry spokesperson Rishi Ram Tiwari said that more than 4,500 people have been rescued so far. He said efforts have been made to open the obstructed highway for the operation of the traffic. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 78th National Film Awards ceremony to be held next month. Making the announcement in a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Das's remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the legendary actor on being conferred the Dada Saheb Phalke Award. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted that Mithun Chakraborty has been conferred the prestigious award, recognizing his unparalleled contribution to Indian cinema. Speaking to media, Mr. Chakraborty dedicated the award to his family and fans across the world. In cricket, India were 246 for 5 in the first innings against Bangladesh on the fourth day of the second test match in Kanpur a short while ago. Earlier, Bangladesh were all out for 233 after resuming the first innings at 107 for 3 against the visitors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.